Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the People's Voice. Good morning, 7:06 on today, May the 12th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody. Linda is on assignment this morning. And we're here with Jerry, our intern, who will eventually be hired. As soon as we find out that in that background check, which has taken an awfully long time, it seems like, that comes back. I guess they're filling out a lot of those extra forms, huh, Jer? You can say hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like today?
Well, today we have a 20% chance of rain with isolated showers. We have a high of 72. And mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 52. Tomorrow, it's a high of 70 degrees. With a low of 52 and a 20% chance of showers. And on Thursday, we have a high of 72, 30% chance of showers, and a low of 52.
Okay. All right. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, especially in the summertime. Better known business, they just won an award for being the employer of the year, small business employer of the year from the Council for Economic Advisors for California, part of the economic development groups that are coming out. It's a great honor for Chuck and Judy Kinney. Shasta Gas Propane, they have senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. They hire a lot of veterans, which kind of brings me to my next, my first questioning today. You know, I'm seeing all these other places, and I told you I was fortunate enough to attend this meeting last week. For the Council or the California Economic Advisors Committee, and it's to help veterans. And I see down in the city of Los Angeles, it's hired 100,000 veterans, and other places in this great state of California here to hire veterans, to make a concerted effort to get veterans hired. I think it's time for Shasta County to do that. And so I'm going to try and get some people involved in this, CVAC and a few others, that say, you know, that we can go to the city and we can go to these, you know, the county, and instead of just paying lip service to this, is really come on, put out something that we can hire. I bet we can hire 100 veterans in Shasta County. And if we can't hire 100 veterans, maybe we can hire 50 veterans. These people are trained. They show a great deal of leadership. They're coming back. They have the capabilities and the qualities that people should find very, very enhancing for their businesses. So I think this is a way of kind of getting this together. And I'm going to talk to Ricky Ortega over at the center over there to talk about what we need to do to get something like this started. Ground support, get the city and the county behind it. And some of it may be hiring, it may be a city job, maybe it's a county job. That's fine too. They're honorable jobs. And then then other businesses in town, because it kind of ties into something that is happening right here in town that we've been talking about for years. And that's that business incubator. And Mark LaSalle has finally got it together. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. It's taken him a while to get all the investors and to find the right spot, but he has done it. He's been working on it consistently since he's been there. And now they're spending about 10 investors are spending about $130,000 on a startup business incubator they believe is going to spur growth and create more jobs in the community. They started building the Shasta Venture Hub, a space just under 14,000 square feet in the Mountain Lake Center in North Reading. What a great job. What a great idea this is. I've always been kind of, when I was talking to the city council and the county supervisor, whoever's running for office, would you support something like this where you have an incubator where we take some people with great ideas? They could be, you know, have them compete. And the ones with the best ideas come here. They get, they're able to have free electricity. They get mentoring. They get people to help them with the business portions of the plans. And they may just be technology geeks, but they've got a good idea. Or they could be something for another job, that's another business that starts up. And maybe some are only 15 employees, but some may be up there to the big guys. If you figure that, you know, many of these, really, you know, Yahoo and all, a lot of these started in Apple, started in like garages. Garages. So if we have something like this, could this be just a great way to get something off the ground? I'm going to have Mark on here in the next, you know, next week or so to talk about what he, maybe in one of the investors, which would be good too, to have them on and explain exactly what the Shasta Hub's going to do, the Shasta Venture Hub is going to do. What a good idea. I applaud them for this, and you should take a look at it and look at it for what it can be. I think that you're going to be really happy in the sense that they're forming something. They're actually going to move forward with this to help business get started, to help jobs get produced here, to move Reading forward, which is something that we need to do, is to move Reading forward and to do this with jobs. Because we talk about all these other things that are going on that we need. And, you know, and we've got to get our arms around crime. We've got to do this. And it's true. We have to do that. But if we had jobs, I mean a lot of jobs here in Reading, a lot of these problems would go away. Jobs means, people off the streets, means income. Maybe it's even the ones that are trying to find those jobs that where they just wash dishes or they're doing manual labor to do those jobs. Well, you know what? The more money you have coming in and out, more business there are, there's more opportunity to do things. You know, maybe in the labor forces, maybe you're not a technologist, but perhaps you are, maybe you can clean up behind. Maybe that's your job. Maybe you can make a living wage off of that. And it's, you know, all these things, as the tide rises, you know, all the boats go up. So let's hope this thing works. On the front page, homeowner shoots man fleeing from police. It appears that this lady had got a reverse 911 call. And it said there's a guy that the deputies are chasing. He's considered dangerous and out there in Churn Creek. And so she went out to get her dogs, to get him in with that reverse 911. And she arms herself with her pistol. Well, all of a sudden this guy comes over the fence and he's running at her. And it looks like he's trying to pull a gun. And so she shoots four times at him, hits him in the ankle. Just trying to wound him, you know, hits him in the ankle. He keeps going. Police catch him. And it appears that he had a cell phone that he would pull out and he like pointed at the officers, you know, trying to keep him away. This is not a good idea, especially in the Reading police or any policeman, that you point, that you draw something that looks like a gun and you point it at him. You know, the fact is that kind of just opens up so many avenues that you as the perpetrator don't even want to run down. In this case, he jumps into a woman's yard. He runs at her, threatening her, so she shoots him. No charges to be filed. You know what? I think, you know, no charges should be filed. Maybe given a little certificate for protecting herself. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460. I want to talk about, just quick before we go out, that on May 19th, there's going to be a nationwide care package packing party on May 19th. It's called Operation Gratitude. So May 4th through May 18th, you can donate items for care packages and drop off all your care packages or donations of care packages at 658 Rio Street in Red Bluff. And you can also make tax-deductible donations online by visiting primelending.com. There's going to be on the 19th a branch office packing party at on Rio Street in Red Bluff. And items will be shipped to Operation Gratitude, which will send them to our deployed troops. So you can get a lot more information about this, about the kind of things they're looking for and what they want to be sending if you go to primelending.com/mosalutes. Or give Jody a phone call at 529-537-5372 on Operation Gratitude. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:15 in the morning here on May the 12th.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and Commvaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I've got a dream about an angel on the beach and the perfect wind to start in the club. Hair is flying out in ribbons of gold and it's tough. She's got the power to stun. I've got a dream about an angel in the forest and jamming by.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Streets of Fire. Probably one of my favorite musicals. I don't usually watch the movie, I just hop from song to song. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked at top 100 hospital in the nation for over 3 years in a row. That's pretty cool. You know, one of the top 100 in the hospital, plus in the nation. Plus, the cardiac unit is in the top 50 in the nation. This tells me a lot. This tells me, besides working out and all that, if anything does happen, I want to going to be taken to or end up at Shasta Regional. If there's anything they want to crack a chest, that's where you want to go to, my friends. Shasta Regional Medical Center, they know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change their lives. That's right. Okay, a lot of things going on. It's 7:21 in the morning here on May the 12th, 55 degrees out there, going up to 74 today. It looks a little cloudy out there, but looks like we're getting a possibility of rain later on this week. However, we like to have things just a little bit warmer as we hit the rodeo week. Okay, here's the clues for the lone stranger and his partner who robbed the five-star bank. And, you know what? They did it with bananas. Loaded bananas, what can you say? You never can tell what potassium will do. The lone strangers, here it is, Tuesday. The lone strangers dug a hole. Did they bury the loot? They are in Shasta County if you give a hoot. Okay. That's for the lone strangers. Now, where's the money? Shasta Dam construction is not there. School dancing singing, if you care. How interesting is that? All right, here's for the lone stranger. Who is the stranger and his buddy? The lone strangers dug a hole. Did they bury the loot? They are in Shasta County, if you give a hoot. Where's the money? Shasta Dam construction is not there. School dancing singing, if you care. All right. You got, give them a call if you've got the answer to this or what do you think is. Hey, do you enjoy your Saturday mail delivery? I think it's kind of cool. However, the U.S. Postal Service lost $1.3 billion in the first quarter. $1.3 billion. Now, you can only lose so much money. And things start happening like they move the sorting center. Then they start cutting back on other things. At what point will they cut back on Saturday deliveries to your house? How many people need Saturday deliveries in their home for personal mail? I don't know, Jerry, hop on here. Do you get much mail?
I don't actually get much mail.
Is it most of your stuff electronic, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
On Saturdays, you get mail on Saturdays, but really, if I didn't get mail on Saturdays, I could live, I could survive, I can go from Friday till Monday without mail. There's nothing that comes to me personally on Saturdays that I have to do that day, that minute. It's not like money's coming in or anything like that.
Yeah, so, I absolutely agree.
I'm just surprised, they talk about it and people, I guess you could have businesses get deliveries, but not people. Yet that has to save billions of dollars. If you just, forget the neighborhoods and you just, businesses need mail on Saturdays because they're open and they're working. Yeah, sure. Okay. Deliver to businesses. Now, how much harder is that? I don't think it'll be that much harder because of they can probably, electronically sort all this kind of stuff around. Everybody, they know who businesses are and who are, just people living in apartments around here.
Well, if people also need deliveries on the weekends, there's always like UPS and
if something like that. Well, that's what they said. They're still delivering packages and all those kind of things. But I think mail as we know it on Saturdays is going to disappear, and it's not going to be right away, but it will. Okay, a lot of heat being put on the Marine Corps because none of the women can make it past the infantry officer's course for 3 or 4 days. Let's just introduce the Army Rangers to that equation. None of the women that tried the Army Rangers course made it past the first phase. They were either injured or could not keep up. So this doesn't mean that they can't try again. Just like all Rangers, people trying to get in the Rangers, they get 3 shots at it. They've got 4 different phases of Ranger training, and it's pretty tough. Two of my cousins went through that. And I saw one of them after he came back, and the guy was extremely good physical shape before he left. When he came back, he had lost like 15 pounds. He says, we don't sleep, and we end up, being delirious out there, hanging on to each other, make sure that nobody wanders away. Well, that's good. It's your buddy. You kind of dummy cord yourself to him. So if he starts to wander away in the night, he's going to have to start pulling you too. The bad thing is that both of you want to decide to go get a hamburger someplace, and you're in the middle of literally in the middle of the mountains someplace in Colorado. Anyway, so that's happening. It's not that women aren't probably superior when it comes to brain power and many other things. When it comes right down to that physical being a Hulk, most women can't keep that level of strength and endurance up to keep up with the men. It's just right now, it's just nature. Maybe in years or decades or a century, that it's going to be all different. Everybody will be, you know, buffed out the same or buffed down to the same. I don't know. Okay, the other thing, what are some of the other things going on today? Protesters at the Shasta Dam protesting the release of 2.5 billion gallons of water to Clear Creek, impulsing there for salmon. 2.5 billion gallons of water to go do that. I find that just extraordinary that they'd pushed out that much water in the fourth year of a drought down to Clear Creek. And, you know, some of the protesters were saying a variety of things, but one of them is that they're basing their science in 2009 before there was the drought on how they could do this. 2.5 billion gallons of water heading down to Clear Creek for Clear Creek so salmon can come there. All right. Another thing that's happening that's kind of cool for our city about as far as crime goes. The court system has just been awarded about, $600,000 to help in a keep bad guys off the streets. You know, one of our big problems right now, of course, is when our police and the sheriff's deputies and anybody else to arrest the bad guys, they come down, they book them, they put them in the jail. And wait a minute. This guy is a non-violent, non-sexual, non-threatening kind of guy or girl. So we have to turn them loose. So it was like 3,800 people turned loose from the jail last year because they did not meet that criteria to keep them in the jail. So what happens to these 3,800? Now, just because they're turned loose doesn't mean they automatically became good people. No, they just go out and start robbing and stealing again. I mean, that's what they do. So they're bad people. They're people that commit crimes. That's why they're arrested. And just because they don't get put in jail doesn't mean that they've stopped. No. So now with this new grant, what they're going to do is take with the probation department through electronically, as these people are arrested and put in there, they're going to be taking a look. They've got people assigned. They're going to bring in some more people that will look at those arrested and say, okay, now this is somebody we need to keep. If that's the case, we need to turn loose of this person. Now, when they do it though, instead of just turning them loose, they're going to put a bracelet on them, a GPS bracelet. The ones they turn loose, they think, are be the ones that would be given doing the less damage, less harm than the others. And then they're going to put a bracelet on them or an anklet, I guess you should say. An anklet, there you can be tracking them. And that way that they can maybe cut back on the overcrowding, maybe keep the worst people in jail for longer. All right. Well, hey, it's a grant that part of this recidivism grant or money that was in the billions. So we get $600,000 to try it. I say try anything. Try anything if it's going to keep bad people off the street. Those who are going to come in and break in your house or steal the stuff out of your yard, those kind of things. Like, well, this guy that got shot down there in Churn Creek. The way they were tracking him originally is because he already had an anklet on. So they kind of like narrowed it down to where he was when they started chasing him. I just wonder when the lady shot him in the ankle, did she break the anklet? And if she did, the GPS, can he be charged for that? For not wearing it if she shoots him in an ankle and it comes off? I don't know. Anyway, another way to fight crime. I'm all for that. And before we break, it appears that Sheriff Tom Basenko is going to get a Christmas present early. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors are going to give, because of something that is supposed to be, the sheriff and the county, I think it's county treasurer, the treasurer tax collector, are supposed to have been collecting a loyalty bonus. And they've been owed it since 2009. Everybody else has been collecting this since then. Loyalty bonuses, I guess they pay you extra for staying on the job. I find that interesting. And they've been collecting, all the other department has been collecting a 5% longevity stipend every pay period. Longevity stipend, which means is they pay you to stay there. I mean, you've already got one of the highest paying jobs in a regular job in Shasta County. And then they're going to pay you 5%. To keep you there or for your loyalty. Anyway, nobody's been paying the sheriff or the county treasurer, Lori Scott, because they thought, well, you know what? They are elected officials. Well, guess what? They also are eligible for those raises. So he could receive, or Tom Spisenko will probably receive, because it's by law, will receive $40,004, while treasurer, tax collector, public administrator Lori Scott will get $31,000. Wow. Wow. Merry Christmas, Lori and Tom. By the way, is there going to be a party? How about a barbecue someplace? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's May the 12th. It's 7:31 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. We'll be right back. We're talking Rodeo Week.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. It's 7:34 in the morning, 55 degrees out there on May the 12th, a Tuesday right here. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live to KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Leonard and our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. located right across the street on Hilltop from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry, bracelets, watches, brooches, loose stones, he's got it all. Contacts to the old country. He can find you anything you want. You want a $150,000 ring? Trust me, you'll have it, and you'll find it. He'll find it, and he'll get it to you in just a short period of time. All of this, Four Winds Jewelry, and the only trained watch repairman in all of the Reading area. All this at Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call at 222-2750 or stop by his store from Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Lee Luff, who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. But first, Angel. No, they're not going to. I was probably unclear, Angel, when I was just kind of wandering around in my head here. The Rangers are not going to drop their they're not dropping their standards because women are trying it. What it is anybody that tries out for Rangers and doesn't make it, you get three chances at it. It's not that they are going to reduce the standards, at least as of not right now. I see no reason why they would. The Marine Corps is not, we hope. Everybody that goes through Ranger School, and if they don't make it through a certain phase of it, they give them another chance. They get three chances, but that's it. After that, they wash out. Okay. Lee Luff, president of the Reading Rodeo Association, is here. Lee, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, we work a lot together.
Yes, we have.
Lee is also in his other life, when he has one, is an auctioneer. And do you do anything? Do you do other things too?
I do other things.
You do all kinds of stuff.
I do have like three lives.
Three lives. Okay. What's the third life?
I work for a sports warehouse.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. That's right. I never. You know, I've seen you there.
Yes,
you
have.
You know what I mean? Thinking because I always in my mind are picturing you there, make you know just as one of the finest auctioneers.
Well,
and Northern California,
that.
If not all of California. I mean,
well, I appreciate that.
The sense of humor, the way you tie yourself into people, and people just like you. And then you pick on them until they buy things. I like that. Hey, before we get into the rodeo, how important are your spotters?
My spotters are probably one of the most important items or people in the audience because they're actually my third, fourth, fifth set of eyes that will catch bids for me when we're trying to raise money. Those, of course, that money is important for any of these nonprofit or any function I'm doing. So
I was at one the other night that the spotter just sat back there, was talking to his buddies, and I'm just looking. And I finally called somebody over and said, "Go tell him to get that," because he had a flag. I said, "Go tell him to get the flag out of his butt and start working people," because he had other spotters out there at this place that they were working people and they were getting them back. You know, they were helping get the money flowing there.
Yeah, spotters are, and especially the more aggressive they are as far as boisterous, you know, with their voice. It just seems to kind of drive things on its own, and things really take off then. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're pointing the flag at them or whatever it is. They go, "What about him? No, he says you're a sensei. You're a sensei." You know, and of course, no, I've heard you say that before.
Well,
you haven't said sissy, but you
not sissy, but
I like it when you go back and forth, blah blah. And he goes, "Well, look, this is the last time. I promise you, this is the last time that I will come back to you, unless he bids again."
That's right.
Okay.
That kind of, you know, caused some unwanted reflexes for a hand to go up for some reason or other.
And then they get this look on their face. It's like, oh, you know, Linda the other night, she just had me going because I was emceeing. And her hand was going up. I kept looking at her. I'm thinking, she's not really bidding as much money on this thing, is she? She can't be. And she'd be smiling at me. And, of course, you know, people would go past us there. But she tried to get that first bid in. And
I was like,
what if nobody else wants this? And, of course, you've seen that, too. That first, you know, I've seen you start at 1,000. Okay, give me a start with 1,000 here. And then you take it all the way down to 100. And then you end up getting 2,000 for something.
There's sometimes you just got to take a run at it. So, and then it does work out. So,
okay, let's talk rodeo.
Let's do.
This is big. This is one of the biggest events in the city of Reading. And I hope that someday that you can get the group of people back out here to capture how much it means to Reading.
Well,
as far as monetarily.
Yes, and we're trying to bring forth that aspect of it so people can really be aware that it's not just rodeo good time, you know, stomping your feet, running, playing the dirt. This is a big deal for Reading, especially with this Challenge of Champions, what it's done to Reading as far as not only monetary but just geographically what it does to bring other people in here during this time of year.
Well, you know, when you think about it, and there's you bring in all the cowboys and the cowgirls, that's a I mean, that's a couple hundred right there.
Well, we we got over 400 cowboys and cowgirls coming into town this week.
Wow. So they've got to stay someplace. So, I mean, I know probably some of them stay in their trailers or things like that, but there's still a lot of them out there in the hotels.
Oh, yeah. You bet there is. And hotels, gas, food. I mean, this is – that's a lot of people
bars,
coming in here.
Beer?
Well.
Dancing? You can go down to Shameless O'Leary's on a Friday night, and you can walk across the cowboy hats, the sea of cowboy hats.
Oh, my.
Well. Anyway, I know you don't go to those places. What's the big thing? Okay, of course, the Challenge of Champions, or Champions Challenge here.
Yes.
But just we're starting tomorrow, the first rodeo for our Reading Rodeo, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow night's the first performance.
That's
and,
right.
Then it's just, you know, game on all week. And hopefully, knocking on wood pretty hard here that the weather holds. So.
Well, we're going to give away four tickets. Give us a call at 605-4567. We have four tickets for tomorrow night's rodeo. 605-4567. We're doing a family pack. So, and if you have five in your family, let us know. Or you have six in your family, let us know. This is a kid-friendly night tomorrow night. Family-friendly because it's going a little bit earlier.
Great segue because Wednesday and Thursday night is we designate as our family nights.
There you go. So give us a call, 605-4567, and get some tickets. Get four tickets at least to go to the rodeo. We have we gave away a bunch yesterday. So we'll give away even more today for Wednesday and Thursday. Lee, what's the for you as the president, what's the hardest part?
Just keeping our volunteers focused. That's the hard part. But you know what? It's never fails every time this year. The president or whoever's in charge gets in this position, and it always happens. It always comes through, and it always goes off without a hitch for the most part. You know, we all know about the stuff behind the scenes, but it does happen, and I'm proud of the people I work with. I'm happy with the people I work with, and they I guess words really can't express how much time and effort they put into this to make this work.
Wow. You know, it does. It's I think Rick told me you've got like 70 members in the Rodeo Association.
Yes, and then we have the, you know, the affiliate groups, auxiliary and the women's and the juniors, and we're all out there all working every day, you know, dawn to dark.
And it appears, too, is that, you know, even though that the Asphalt Cowboys is a completely separate organization, that during this time, there's a lot of the things that they do to help promote the rodeo.
Yes, they do, and that's the one group of guys that I don't want to leave out, but they are an affiliate group, and we do work well together on different times of the year on different things.
Yeah.
And they're a good bunch of guys to work with, too. So.
All right. We have tickets for Wednesday or Thursday night's rodeo, come to think of it. You can pick either night. Wednesday or Thursday night, a family pack, four tickets, 605-4567. 605-4567. And you can pick up your tickets, give us a call, and the first caller gets the tickets. Lee, when you've been, of course, with the association for a long time.
Since 2000, yes.
Yeah. So you've been with it and you watch it. Well, how's it grown or changed in the 15 years?
Just the technology of things. Rodeo hasn't changed so much the format part, but just the technology that we have to adjust to, social media, how much it's played into this mix. And it's just constantly keeping those upgrades that you have to do with your everyday stuff that we have to do too. So the PRCA has made those adjustments also. And like I said, it just the intervention of social media has probably been the biggest change that I've seen. So,
Well, you know, the fact is that with all the things happening, all the number of cowboys coming in here, the number of events that are happening, anywhere from the steak feed to, golf. The Chicks and Chaps for the breast cancer research on Friday, the rodeo itself, and then Champions Challenge on Saturday. You know, we end up this whole week, you know, for us too, is rodeo. And whether we, I think tonight they're having some things going on for the Asphalt Cowboys, but tomorrow night with the kickoff. Friday, we're going to be be down in Roaring Gulch for the pancake breakfast with 10,000 of our closest friends. And then also, then Chicks and Chaps, and then the rodeo that night, because we,
Today we started out with, Special Kids Day.
Yeah.
And, that is probably one of the most heartfelt functions that we have with the special kids that come in there. We put them on horses, give them horseback rides. And that is just an amazing event that's going to happen about 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, that's great. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. Lee Luff is with us, president of the Reading Rodeo Association. We're going to bring back a guy named Luke
Branquino.
Branquino, who is the world champion steer wrestler.
Yes, he is, and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Well, we're going to take a break here. It's May the 12th. It's 7:46 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy, yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Summer is on us at Reading Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and Souls and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first 3 months monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reading Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale ends July 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Reading Kia.
ReadingKia.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Rodeo Week. What can I say? We're here with Lee Luff, who's president of the Reading Rodeo Association. And on the phone, we have Luke Branquino, the 2014 National Finals Rodeo Champion. Good morning, Luke.
How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fine. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, now how does a person get, how does a cowboy get into steer wrestling?
Well, I grew up on a ranch here in California, and, you know, being a, on the back of a horse and swinging a rope was all the way of life, but I never did swing the rope very good, so I had to use my strength to try to get them stopped and wrestled down.
Well, you know, your steer wrestlers aren't you? You know, when you're looking at cowboys that are riding in rodeos, they're all, you know, somewhat smaller kind of guys. But then the, I guess what you'd call the real muscle of rodeo is the steer wrestlers. I mean, you guys come out there and you leave. How fast is that horse going when you when you leave?
They can get up to 30 miles an hour.
And you on purpose leave the horse. And fall on this, fall gracefully on this. How much does a steer weigh?
Generally about 500.
So you drop gracefully onto a 500-pound steer who doesn't really want to be taken down at that point, and then you start wrestling.
Is this wrestling to their side?
Is this easier than I've been explaining?
It can be at times. Depends on how good your steer is, but then again, it can be a heck of a lot tougher too.
Now, do they use the same steers throughout the rodeo?
Yeah, they'll have a herd of steers. You know, Brownie Brothers brings steers to Reading, and he's had these steers for the last 2 months going on the rodeo circuit. So they kind of know their job and know what they're supposed to do, and we try to weed out the bad ones and have it to make it so it's a good show for the, you know, the fans and a good contest for the contestants.
Okay, now the hazer. Now, can you explain to people what the hazer is?
Yeah, the hazer is similar to the bulldogger. He's on the opposite side, but he doesn't get off his horse. He just tries to keep that steer running straight, you know, so the bulldogger can come up alongside of him and get down without the steer ducking away or stopping or stepping in front of him.
And that's an important job, too, then.
Yeah, very important job. You know, you always kind of, I'm very choosy on who I get to haze for me, make sure somebody knows what they're doing, they're on a good horse.
Now, is a hazer, is he a steer wrestler also, or is this just kind of what he does is haze, because he gets gets money?
The majority of hazers are also compete too, you know, so one thing about steer wrestlers, you don't have to worry about one trying to, you know, hurt you in any way. We're all there to try to help each other, and it's a pretty big family, pretty good group of guys.
Now the horses. Sometimes you'll see people trading horses out on the for the steer wrestlers. The horse, of course, is a horse. Of course, the horse is very important in this. And some riders some horses can be ridden two or three times.
Oh yeah, that's not uncommon at all. You know, a good horse got to let three different guys on him, and he has a chance to make money, the owner of the horse. So every time somebody gets on his horse and wins, they have to pay him 12.5% of what he wins on the steer wrestling horse. And if he owns the haze horse, he pays another 12.5%. So, you know, a guy wins, just for example, $10,000 at Reading, and you're riding the same, or a guy's horse that has a haze horse, that guy can make $2,500 if you get a quarter of what you win.
Wow. Well, that's not a bad deal. And
not at all.
You don't have to fall off the horse onto a 500-pound steer and try and stop him in front of everybody.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's the fastest you've ever wrestled a steer down?
I was 2.7 in San Francisco in 2007.
2.7 seconds. What did you do? Is the steer kind of, you know, looked up at you and said, "Jump on me right now"? What?
I don't even remember what happened. It happened so fast. It was a pretty quick start there at San Francisco that year. We were running older cattle, so they kind of knew the game, and I just got a great start. And my feet at the ground, he came flying by me and hit on his side, and there it was.
So, how do you pay him to do this? I mean, to come out and fall on their side like that with you,
just train. You know, it's like anything. Good horses, good dogs. You know, you train them all to do what they're supposed to do.
Well, how long do you, how many rodeos do you compete in a year, Luke?
We're allowed to go to 70 rodeos in a year.
Oh, okay. So you can only do 70 rodeos a year then?
Well, you can do more, but only 70 of them count. You have to count for your official standings.
Okay. I guess you're on the road a lot then.
Yeah, we're on the road about 280 days out of the year. I pick and choose a lot more now the older I get. I got two young boys and another one on the way, so I like to make sure I'm stay as close to home as possible for as long amount of time as I can.
And I don't want this to sound weird, but do you do anything? Do you do other things besides steer wrestle?
Yeah, when I'm home, I help work on the ranch. We got a ranch down here, and then also a ranch up in Oregon. And we'll go back and forth, and we run cattle and farm hay. So it's always busy around here.
Now what's it like to be a world champion so many times? What is it, four times for you now?
Five now. Yeah, it's five. It's pretty special, but. Like I tell everybody, I don't want people to remember me as a world champion. I'd rather them remember me as just a good person. And that's what I try to do. I want to give back to rodeo as much as it's given to me. And, no matter how many world championships you win, if you could do that, I feel like you've succeeded in the rodeo business.
Well, I can just tell you that the people that know you from around here all have said that same thing, what a nice person you are, besides being a fierce competitor, but you're really a nice guy.
Winning gold buckles don't make friends, so... You just got to be the best you can and treat people how you want to be treated, and you should be pretty successful in the rodeo business.
Have you ever had a string of time, Luke, where you just go, you know what, I've had enough of this, I'm going home?
The older I get, I do, being gone so much, and I love the rodeos. I love showing up. I love competing, but the traveling and being away from home is the hardest part, If there was a way I could go to 25 rodeos and make a living, go to great rodeos like Redding, I would do it, and I'd get to spend more time at home with the family and working on the ranch. That'd be ideal for me, but there has been times where I've just threw my hands up there and came home, and it might only been for a week or two, but kind of got my blood refreshed and everything refreshed inside me, and then went back and started rodeoing again.
Now, do you have your own horses, so you're hauling your horses with you everywhere you go too?
I have a Hayes horse. Right now, I'm kind of looking for a bulldogging horse. So I have a truck trailer and a Hayes horse, and then a buddy of mine that rodeos with me has a bulldogging horse that we ride to several places. That's pretty good, and so we'll haul them around and try to win as much as we can on them.
Okay. Now, Lee Luff, who's here with me, is the president of the Redding Rodeo Association. Say good morning to Luke here, Lee.
Morning, Luke.
Now, he's told he told me that you've got a signature move that when you win, nobody else in the steer wrestling world does this. And what exactly is this signature move you have there, Luke?
Oh, it's a little butt wiggle they ask me to do every time I'm fast on one. And it started a long time ago in Omaha. They wanted me to do some sort of dance. I thought, surely if I do this, they'll never ask me to do anything again. Boy, did that backfire on me.
I've learned this in the last 6 years that I've been in radio. Never, never, never assume that people have higher taste than we think.
Right.
Never believe that for a second. You can never get to that area where they go, oh, no, that's just too much. They'll find something. Yeah. Oh, hey, Luke, we're really looking forward to seeing you here and you competing at the rodeo. You sound like somebody that you've got your head screwed on straight. Kids, and you pay more, you want to pay less time at the rodeos and more time with the kids, and that this is just something that you do better than anybody else.
Well, and I credit my family to how I was raised and how I was brought up, and I hope I can do that for my kids and be half as good as I was to them as my parents were to me.
That's really great. We're here with Luke Branquino, who is five-time world champion steer wrestler. He's going to be with us this week here at the Redding Rodeo and also at the Champions Challenge, imagine. So, hey, thanks a lot. And thanks for taking the time talking with us, Luke, and hoping that we get a chance to meet you.
You bet. We'll see you guys up there in a couple of days.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Anyway, we're going to take a break here at 8 o'clock after the news, and then have Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. No matter what windshield repair you have. He guarantees it. A veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst at Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373. You're not going to be sorry. He's located at 3208 Market Street. Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The death toll from today's powerful earthquake in Nepal is now at least 42. Nicola Jones of the British Red Cross says that her charity expects people to be streaming into rescue centers, if only to stay away from rickety buildings, as she explained to Britain's Sky News.
The local people were extremely upset and distraught, and so this is going to make people, again, even if their houses are safer, really reluctant to sleep inside again. So I think we could maybe expect to see that some of the camps, there'll be a lot of people there sleeping tonight because people will be traumatized.
The magnitude 7.3 quake hit hardest in remote mountain districts northeast of the capital city of Kathmandu. Residents of Delmont, South Dakota are assessing the damage done to their homes from this past weekend's tornadoes. Getting a first look today, Amy Schatz, who says she did manage to find some things that belonged to her late father, as she explained to KSFY-TV.
His army jacket with all of his pins and his name badge and even his hat in the pocket yet. And it was found 2 blocks north.
Flooding, meanwhile, remains a top concern in some parts of South Texas after a bout with thunderstorms. National Weather Service forecaster Justin Gibbs says officials have been busy conducting water rescues around Rio Grande City.
We had reports of up to a foot of water in people's homes and into businesses. Numerous folks were rescued from their vehicles that drove onto the road. U.S. Highway 83, which is a major east-to-west thoroughfare there, was covered by up to 3 feet of water.
Secretary of State John Kerry arriving in the Black Sea resort of Sochi for talks with Vladimir Putin.
This is part of our ongoing effort to maintain open lines of communication on all of these issues, where we agree, where we disagree, and they thought this was a good time to meet.
It's acting State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
President Obama has selected Chicago to host his future presidential library. We get more from SRN's Greg Cluxton.
The south side of Chicago is the president's choice to build his presidential library. It's a location where Mr. Obama's political career began, where he met his wife, and where his daughters were born. The presidential library will be erected on parkland that was proposed for the site by the University of Chicago. It was selected over bids by New York's Columbia University, the University of Hawaii, and the University of Illinois at Chicago. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo creating a task force to conduct investigations into nail salons around the state and how the weaker workers there are treated.
They are extorted and they are victimized. Many of them don't even get paid the minimum wage and can't do anything about it.
And an investigation has shown that some nail salon workers are forced to work long hours among toxic chemicals. This is SRN News. Trade legislation backed by the White House and the Senate's top Republican faces a critical test vote today.
It's incredibly important for American workers that we pass this bill. Without it, foreign countries will continue to be able to discriminate against American products and American produce while we have some of the lowest duties in the world.
That's Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The measure would grant special authority to the president to negotiate trade deals. It is opposed by many Democrats who fear it would hurt unions and American jobs. What to do with all that spare change you've been saving up for a rainy day? Try buying a piece of artwork.
$160 million.
That's what people were doing last night at Christie's Auction House in New York. Picasso's Women of Algiers went for a cool $179.4 million. That's the highest price ever paid at auction for any work of art. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Good morning. It's Tuesday, May the 12th. It's 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like? You got the weather right there, Jerry, or have you managed to throw it away? Okay, Jerry's lost the weather, and this is why he's still an intern and hadn't been hired yet. The weather is going to go up to 74 today. It's going to be it's 59 degrees right now. It's cloudy, and the looks like tomorrow is going to be slight chance of showers on Wednesday and Wednesday night, chance of showers Thursday and Thursday night. We do not want – okay, let me be like this. Slight chance of showers, maybe after midnight each night, and it stops around 3 in the morning. It gives a chance for the – and it's kind of sunshiny the next day, so the rodeo arena clears out, so it dries out really well. But today, high 72, a low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 70 and a low of 52. Thursday, a high of 72. It looks like it's going to be like this always the rest of the week here. But what that means is that you don't have to worry about getting burnt when you're out there watching rodeo. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business, Chuck and Judy Kinney, where their customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts are awarded at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, we've got on the phone Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. Sam, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just great, and I always enjoy being on with my favorite flamethrowers for freedom, Carl and Linda. How are you guys doing?
We're fine. Linda's on assignment this morning, and assignment means is that last night we had people over for dinner, and it went on. And so her job is to try and get that place recovered, you know, this week. It's rodeo week. We got so many things going today. And it's also we're celebrating her birthday. And so her birthday celebration starts beginning of May and goes through the end of May. So anytime that you want to say, you know, you can just call her up and say, hey, happy birthday, it's good. It doesn't have to be specific. We're not birthday specific in the month of May.
Hi, birthday celebration.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, it's been a few weeks since we talked, and I'm just, when I don't talk to you for a few weeks, then I start hearing rumors and things that are going on. The last time we talked, you said actually things weren't too bad because they were, trying to keep a low profile, due to getting hammered on the last election. So has anything changed?
Well, things seem to be kind of about the same. There are two bills that we are really concerned about, and a bunch of bills that we're watching, and believe it or not, a bunch of bills that that we're supporting that seem to be moving down the process. So things down at the Capitol are a little bit different than they have been for the last 2 years, but you know what? We don't trust them. We don't believe them. We're down there fighting for our Second Amendment rights, and we're going to keep their feet to the fire, and if they keep stepping into the fire, we're going to burn them at the next election. So that's just kind of the way we're going down there. We've got just a couple of bills. One bill where Senator Jackson wants to add a bunch of misdemeanors that are nonviolent to the list that would disqualify people from owning guns, from possessing guns. That's SB 347. We're following that bill. We're strongly opposed. The governor vetoed a similar bill last year, so we're hopeful that we will defeat that one. And then Senator Wolk as SB 707. And what she wants to do is say that, you know, CCW holders are not going to be allowed to carry on schools, school campuses, universities, public and private, without the permission of the administrator. And, you know, she's going to put the onus on administrators to decide whether people are okay with carrying concealed firearms with permits on their campuses. Of course, in committee, we testified and pointed out that there have been no crimes committed by CCW holders on this, you know, in on campuses in California as far back as we can go. But still, you know, they're into preventing future possible crimes, and so we're fighting that bill. It used to include off-duty police officers or retired police officers could also carry, and they were going to be banned, but the police unions really twisted Senator Wolf's arm and got themselves cut out of the bill. So it's just us law-abiding citizens who will be affected by this anti-gun bill. So we're fighting that, and it's quite an epic battle down there on this.
Well, you know, I just find it hard to believe. I just don't understand how those people think we need more laws when it's already illegal for felons and bad people and other people to buy a gun and all these other things. They do background checks. They do all of this stuff. How they think that this law is going to prevent bad people from carrying a gun on campus and, you know, a gun-free zone, quote, and start shooting. I mean, I you know what, how many more laws do we have to take away the rights of those people who actually obey the laws, when those that you have to worry about, they don't care, and they're not going to obey it anyway? I just find it incredibly frustrating that why people can't understand this. I mean, how many laws are on the books already that says you can't, and felons and people, you know, can't buy guns, they can't buy ammo, they can't buy knives? I mean, you know, it's the whole thing.
You're absolutely correct, and your frustration is well-founded, and that's because you are a normal, patriotic American who thinks logically. What goes on in the legislature, as Carl, you and I have talked about this, those people are not interested in safety. They're not interested in saving lives. They're interested in disarming the general public and just plain old flat-out making it more difficult for those who have permits to carry to do so, and puts us into legal harm's way, when in fact it is us CCW holders who obey the law more than any subgroup of society. Those people that have CCWs are the most law-abiding people in all of America, in all of California, and yet they come up with these schemes as if we are the criminals committing crimes, when in fact we are preventing crimes and stopping crimes nationwide. Every day we at Gun Owners of California, we get news from around the country where law-abiding CCW holders have been able to prevent crimes, stop crimes, using their legally carried firearms to assist law enforcement and to be there and be the first line of defense. So it's mind-boggling.
Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. Because when we come back, I want to talk about some of these cases, including one right here in Reading just yesterday, where a woman with a legally owned firearm protected herself in her backyard. But then I want to talk about some specifics that I found are really interesting about people with a concealed carry permit. And one of them is in Chicago, and how they save lives with carrying, you know, with a concealed carry permit. So we'll be right back. Sam Paredes, are you president of the association there on down there, Sam?
Executive director, chief cook, and bottle washer.
Okay, executive director of the Gun Owners of California. Sam Paredes is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My dad said so. crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda. Bob Linda's on assignment this morning. It is 8:19 in the morning, May the 12th, Tuesday here, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Another veteran-owned business right here in town with over 25 years of experience in all types of heating and cooling systems. So warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. Yeah, Martin and his people take care of you like they would family. Give them a call at 221-2642. They take care of all of our air conditioning and HVAC, everything like that. In fact, it's time for us to do our semi-annual check. You know, they come in and they check your filters and they check everything there to make sure that your systems are working and working efficiently. Give them a call again, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We're on the phone. Okay, we have lost our connection with Sam Paredes. So we're waiting. Why he did it? Just we just lose it? Okay. He's coming. He's probably coming back right now. We're talking with Sam Paredes, who is the executive director of Gun Owners of California. And we're talking about some of the things that, you know, since they're trying to do more laws to keep the concealed carry permit owners from doing things instead of welcoming them into society because they are the ones that don't ever cause any trouble. They're just there to help. Sam, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Hey, Sam, the one, you know, the two that I wanted to discuss besides the one right here in town was in Chicago, a driver, a cab driver, or I think it was a cab driver anyway, was at a crosswalk and some guy comes up and draws his gun and starts shooting at people in a crosswalk. And this guy has a concealed carry license, the driver. Since, you know, Chicago just started issuing them because they don't like to issue those things. He produces his own firearm and he shoots this guy and either wounds him and he prevents what the police said could have been a wholesale massacre right there on the street by stepping into that. The second one was a policeman that was being pummeled viciously by an assailant, and a concealed carry holder stepped in and saved the policeman from getting injured, being even more severely injured, by producing their own legally carried firearm and making the guy back off. These are just two instances that are high profile in areas that did not let people carry guns before because it was just too dangerous to have people with no crime record, no felonies, no arrest. Let them have a gun to protect themselves.
Carl, these stories that you're talking about actually happened within the last week or so, and they happen every week across the country. And you know, in the case of the gentleman who helped the police officer that was being pummeled with his own police baton, it was a rookie cop made the mistake of getting too close to an assailant and allowing him to get his baton and started beating him. Thankfully, the police, when they came in and responded to help this police officer, they realized that the citizen who saved the life of this police officer was a good guy. And they treated him with respect and appreciation for what it was that he did to protect one of their own. And the cab driver, you know, you never know when you're going to be in harm's way. You never know. That's how come if you have legally possessed firearms that are carried legally throughout the country by law-abiding citizens, they are there as the first line of defense in order to in this case, stop a heinous crime that was in progress. And, you know, thank God for those folks who stepped up and save the lives of their fellow citizens, in one case a police officer. But in both cases, there would have been people killed by criminals. And it happens all the time, Carl. We don't hear that news very often except on stations like yours, in your program, and a very few throughout the rest of the country. They try to bury these cases. Well, we make sure that those instances are known far and wide because that is what happens when law-abiding citizens. They are trusted members of society who are ready to step up and be what they need to be in order to keep this country safe. And you know, that's a good thing, man. That's a really good thing.
You know, Sam, I don't think I've ever asked you this question, but why is it that politicians or people of a particular political bent, and I won't say they're Democrats because they're probably Republicans in this. What is it that they have to feel this visceral urge to control a law-abiding citizen's right to own a firearm? What is it that makes them like that? What is it that's in their makeup that they actually think that, you know, I mean, that they have the right to do something like this, that the Second Amendment is a suggestion.
Yes. Well, Carl, you've asked the $64 million question. First of all, it's here in California, 100% of the Republicans are pro-gun, and we have a handful, just a handful of Democrats in the legislature that are pro-gun, and the rest have this visceral reaction against guns. First of all, they have an elitist mentality, Carl. If they're in fear of their lives, they can make a phone call and they have armed protection around them to take care of them. They think they're special. They think they know what's best for us because they have been elected to office. And they exert that thought, that process in their job as a legislature. Now, let me tell you, there are anti-gun leaders within the leadership of the Democrat Party in both the Senate and the Assembly who are dyed-in-the-wool anti-gunners. They do not like the Second Amendment. They do not obey the rulings of the Supreme Court, and they say, tough, sue us, take us to court. We're going to do what we think is best because we are in government and we were sent here to protect everybody. It's hard to change an anti-gunner into a pro-gunner unless they have been personally assaulted and realize that, hey, had I had a gun, I might have been able to protect myself. So the hypocrisy is amazing with these people. And that's how come in gun owners in California, we realize that we're not going to change many minds. What we have to do is change the politicians and elect politicians who believe in the Second Amendment and the Constitution, the First Amendment, and will do what they can to protect it, the Constitution, as opposed to take it apart because they don't like the provisions of our Bill of Rights. So,
I'd almost settle for those who, I mean, yeah, that would be ideal if you could get those like that, but I'd almost settle for those who just, you know, just are ambivalent about it and say, look, you know what, this is the Second Amendment, you know, I'm not going to go after them, and I'm not going to support either side on this, let's just leave these people alone. Now, I don't know, maybe that's pro-gun anymore.
Yeah, you know, that is the case with some of the Democrats there who say, you know, this isn't my issue. I don't feel the way the leadership is pushing me to vote. But you'll notice that with all of the anti-gun bills, they always get enough votes to pass the bills. If they need the vote of one of these anti-gun Democrats, they will break their arms. They will run primary candidates against them in office if they vote against the leadership on the critical issues that they are pushing forward. So that's how come we have to be involved. And we have to be involved in the court cases so that we can hamstring them wherever we can and get the upper hand and get the courts to say, no, legislature, you cannot do that. Stop doing that. Or Attorney General Kamala Harris, you're running an operation that is unconstitutional in the way you apply some of the gun laws in the state of California. You're going to have to fix it, or we're going to fix it for you. So that's why it's so important for us to be involved in many of the lawsuits where we write amicus briefs, friend of the court briefs, to support lawsuits that restore the Second Amendment to what it should be, the right to keep and bear arms that should not be infringed.
Uh-huh.
So it's that's why we're fighting that.
Yeah. Hey, Sam.
You know, it's, yeah.
Sam, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of those things that happened. There were some really significant, and we've talked about it before, but there's been some changes, I believe. Some significant court rulings, like the one down in San Diego, but that one's been being appealed, and some of the others have been significant for gun owners in the good sense. But we're going to take a quick break first, and how appropriate that this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Been in the business for 6 years. John Bastiani began his gun smithing and gun shop 6 years ago and has enjoyed great, great customer support because he gives great customer support. His customer service is just absolutely fabulous. Great gunsmithing, guns and ammo of all kinds and at fair prices. John Bastiani offers classes on concealed carry. They have classes on hunter safety. They've got it all. A one-stop shop for all your gun needs. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Shot a many shells over the back of an old bird dog. It backed the burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, it's time to get a gun. You know what, Jerry? You're finding this music, man, from all over. Everything. You know, Granddaddy's Gun, a whole shooting match. Can I say that? The whole shooting match. Good job there, buddy. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the people's voice here. 59 degrees out there. It's going to be 72 to get today and maybe a chance of rain. It's going to be kind of like this all week. But it's going to be great rodeo weather. You don't have to worry about getting too hot, too sunny out there. You can just have a great time. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business right there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the street from Subway off of Athens Avenue, right there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. And you know what? They believe in guns at that shop, too. They believe in gun ownership. They believe in all of that. They believe in America. They believe in all the amendments, not just a couple. They just pick and choose. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And speaking of Second Amendments and First Amendments and why people do things, we've got Sam Perez, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
You know, Sam, there were some really advantageous court decisions made earlier this year, or late last year, about carrying a concealed firearm. Down in, started in San Diego and was actually upheld, or it was decided by part of the Ninth Circuit Court, which in itself is kind of a surprise. But can you tell people about what that was and then what's happened since then?
Sure. It's Peruta versus San Diego Sheriff Gore is the case. And what happened was that the local court, some citizens in San Diego filed a lawsuit saying that the sheriff was not applying the CCW laws correctly in San Diego County. The local court said, no, because Californians can still open carry long guns. They still have their Second Amendment rights. They can still exercise. Well, the legislature, as you know, we talked about it on your show, they banned open carry, period. It's illegal to open carry long guns or handguns in incorporated cities in the state of California. So, the lawsuit was appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. A three-judge panel came up with a great ruling saying that, yes, in fact, the sheriff of San Diego County was not applying the laws correctly by requiring people to give a reason, a good cause reason as to why they needed to carry a concealed firearm. The court said that the only constitutionally approved reason that any American needs to get to request a CCW is personal protection, self-defense. Great. Great ruling. There have been multiple lawsuits throughout the country that have been ruled based on that Ninth Circuit Court three-judge panel ruling. Well, as you well know, they call the Ninth Circuit Court the Ninth Circus Court for a reason. One judge on the panel and our Attorney General, Kamala Harris, did not like that ruling. So the one judge voted or asked for there to be a vote on the Ninth Circuit. There are about 45 judges on the circuit to rehear the case en banc, which means that instead of the three-judge ruling, they're going to impanel 11 judges, including the Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit, to rehear the case all over again. So they set aside the three-judge panel ruling, and on June 16th, there's going to be a hearing before the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco to rehear this case. Of course, being that two-thirds of the members of the court were appointed by Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, even Jimmy Carter, the chances of us getting a majority of judges on that panel that believe in the Second Amendment are very slim. So they're going to rehear the case and come out with a ruling. They can completely overturn the three-judge panel ruling. If they do that and say that the sheriff is doing what he's doing is okay, then we're going to appeal it to the United States Supreme Court. If they uphold the three-judge panel ruling, that means that in the Ninth Circuit, all 11 western states and territories that shall issue becomes the law of the land. That means in Hawaii and Washington and Oregon and California, Nevada, Idaho, Guam, and the United States Marianas Islands, that shall issue shall be the law of the land. That law enforcement officers will have to give CCWs to people if they say that they want them for personal protection. They cannot use any other factors to decide except a good moral character, and that is if somebody has previous crimes they've committed, DUIs, and they've proven to society that they are not of good moral character, then they can be denied. But that is the only way that they can be denied. So law-abiding citizens will have the upper hand and will be able to exercise their rights. A very important case that everybody in the country is looking at, and ultimately, either way, whichever way it goes, I'm sure that either the Brady campaign or we will be appealing the results of the ruling from the Ninth to the United States Supreme Court. Very important case.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just, it was under the impression that, you know, the rulings that they've made lately at the Supreme Court, which has given people like in Chicago and these other places a right to carry, that this one kind of like was almost like a no-brainer for the circuit court, because what they were saying was is that, you know, you have a right to carry, and if you can't carry it openly, you've got to be able to carry it concealed for protection.
That's correct.
That it just seems to me that this one was like a slam dunk. I was, you know, it was 2-1, which not too surprising. But even, I mean, I guess what would be the reason for denying this is that the county or a town or whatever has a right to say who can carry a concealed weapon or not, instead of you will issue.
Those people who do not like the Second Amendment, who happen to be to wear a black rose for a profession, black robe, and are judges, particularly those that are on the Ninth Circuit Court, they will rule that there is a compelling government interest in having law enforcement officials decide as to who has the right to carry a concealed firearm. Now, they give lip service to the Heller decision, Heller versus Washington, D.C., where Justice Scalia said that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right that cannot be taken away by government. And then the McDonald versus Chicago decision that you were talking about said that right is so important that it applies not only to the federal government on federal properties, but to state and local governments also. And in those decisions, they said that the ruling had applied to carrying a firearm in your own home, that the government cannot ban you from doing that. But they said that we know we're going to get another a lawsuit that we will entertain, we will hear, because that right also extends to bearing arms, which means carrying a firearm outside the home. And the judges are trying to, what they're doing is they are taking the results of what Justice Scalia said, that he didn't use rational basis or intermediate scrutiny or strict scrutiny to define the Second Amendment. He said the Second Amendment has its own definition in it where it says shall not be infringed, and that should be the defining factor on whether guns affect our gun rights or not. And what the judges in the lower courts, they don't like that. They don't like being told by the Supreme Court how they have to rule and what criteria they could use to define whether a gun violates the Second Amendment or not. So they use these lesser forms of scrutiny in order to say, well, the government has a compelling interest to prevent crime, and therefore they have the right to issue CCWs the way they want to. It doesn't matter to them that crime is on a steep decrease, and in states where CCWs are issued, crimes are dropping off the charts. Accidental shootings are down to 505 accidental shootings per year nationwide, out of 400 million guns in private possession. So the public is very safe, very conscious. They obey the laws, and they use firearms for a good social purpose. So that's why it's so important that we be engaged in these lawsuits, and we are fighting judges just the way we're fighting legislators. You know, they come up with these weird ideas and these twisted interpretations of the Second Amendment, and that's how they come up with these rulings. So it's one heck of a fight, Carl.
Well, you know, it's and some people don't realize how tough it is. Now, I want to take a break. Can you address the number of guns that have just been made illegal starting January 1st, and there's some more June 1st that are now illegal in California, and people don't have no idea why this is happening or that it is happening. So our guest is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of California. We're talking about gun rights. We do this on a periodic basis just to keep everybody up on what's happening in the state of California. But a lot of times, a lot of things happen that are just hidden. They're just, you know, that these your little bills that say, oh, you've got to do this. And what ends up happening is more and more guns are taken off the list that you can actually buy, that you could buy anywhere else in the United States but right here. And that's what we want to talk about when we get back. I guess, again, it's Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. It is 8:44 in the morning, 59 degrees out there. Give us a call, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I'm going home, rolling over my shotgun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Tuesday, May the 12th. Rodeo week right here in Redding and River City. 59 degrees out there. Looks like the weather's going to be only getting up to like 74, 72 today. Tonight, a low of 52, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of showers on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Slight chance of showers, high 70, low 52 on both those days. So it's not going to rain in on. It doesn't rain on rodeo. Even if it's a little bit of water out there, it never rains on rodeo. You can be out there because guess what? You're riding bulls. You're riding horses. You're roping. You're steer wrestling with all of this at Rodeo Week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What a great place to go in and get that coffee on those chilly mornings or that cold drink in those hot afternoons at Espresso Joe's. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, right there at Tobacco and Brew, with a walk-in humidor that exceeds anything else you're going to see north of Sacramento. It may be including Sacramento, right here in Redding at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Better known business also. Stop by. Open Monday through Sunday. Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Sam Paredes, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Sam, there's just, without doing a thing, without me actually breaking a rule or passing go without collecting $200 for anything, I actually can't buy guns. A lot of new guns here in California.
Yeah. Before I answer that, if I sound a little bit weird, I'm obeying the law and I'm using my hands-free phone as I drive up to Yreka to speak before the Siskiyou County Republican women at noon, and then the Siskiyou County Tea Party to give them presentations on the Second Amendment in California. But to answer your question, in California, and one of the lawsuits that we are supporting is against the so-called safe handgun laws that we have in the state. The state legislature seems that they know better, and they have created this list that requires all guns before they are sold in California, all handguns, to go through a safety test in order so that, they won't blow up in the hands of the users and that they're safe and reliable and yada, yada, yada. Well, this safety test is no longer a safety test. It no longer just requires the gun to shoot 600 rounds without failure, to be dropped from 6 feet high on concrete slabs in order to make sure that it doesn't go off accidentally. They have added politically correct criteria to the list, like requiring loaded chamber indicators and magazine disconnects and micro stamping to a gun before it can be added to the list to be sold here in the state of California. Now, all of the guns that were previously sold in California were grandfathered onto the list, even though they didn't have some of these politically correct criteria attached to them. Well, no one in the country uses microstamping. Nobody. There isn't a gun manufacturer in the world that puts microstamping technology on their guns. So therefore, as guns there are no new handguns that can be added to the list. Now, many of the guns, there used to be 1,400 guns on the list. We're down to 700 and change, and that number is going to continue to drop. And what happened was that those guns that were grandfathered, Department of Justice called the manufacturers and said, have you done anything to change these guns that are on the list since got them on the list? Have you changed the part manufacturer, any of the materials, the way the springs work, the tension of the springs? Have you done anything to change and upgrade those guns? And the manufacturer said, why, of course, just like any other manufacturer of consumer goods, we've upgraded them with better parts, making them more reliable, making them safer. And DOJ says, no, you can't do that. By doing that, you have created a new gun, and now you have to resubmit the gun to be tested under the new rules, including microstamping, loaded chamber indicators, and magazine disconnects, as well as all of the other stuff. So the manufacturers have said, well, we're not going to do that. So therefore, a lot of the guns that we used to be able to get, guns like the Smith & Wesson M&P 9, M&P 40, M&P 45, a lot of the Rugers, a lot of the Colts, and many of these guns have fallen off the list. The Sigs, the Tauruses, they've fallen off the list because the manufacturers, in being good, responsible manufacturers and upgrading the products to make them safer and more reliable, now have a new gun, according to the state of California, and that's why they're falling off the list. Before you know it, there will be nothing more than a couple of handguns left on that list, and that's okay with the legislature. Their whole intention on this was to reduce the number of guns that are available to the public to buy. That's the law that we live under in California, and that's why we're involved in a lawsuit, because you're right. Everywhere, everybody else in the country can buy these guns, but not here in California. They're not safe enough for Californians, even though they're safe for none of the others.
Are any guns being made with the micro strap technology right now?
None. None.
Well,
there is not a
I thought that was part of the law, that it had to be available to, you know, for consumers to use before they could do this.
The legislature says, and the attorney general says, that the technology is available for them to use, but the manufacturers are choosing not to use it because the liability that they would come under if they use that technology could bankrupt them. If a mistake is made, if the wrong firing pin is put into the gun and it doesn't match the serial number, or if some citizen who can legally take the micro stamping off the gun, they could change the firing pin and they wouldn't be breaking the law. But if one of those guns was used in a shooting, they would sue the manufacturers. They'd sue them out of business, and that's why the manufacturers don't use the technology. It's unproven. It doesn't work, but it is the sword of Damocles that the legislature uses in order to reduce the number of guns that are available to us. It's ridiculous, Carl. It's absolutely crazy, but that is the law of the land here in California.
Well, our guest is Sam Paredes, executive director of the Gun Owners of California. He's on his way up, as you can probably tell, to Siskiyou County to give a speech today. Sam, thank you so much for being with us today, buddy.
Hey, Carl, it's always a pleasure. And again, as I always say, I thank you and Linda and all the folks on your station for giving us a chance to tell the truth and to spread freedom and to inform people. To let people know that they need to get involved. Join Gun Owners of California. Go to our website at gunownersca.com and find out what you can do to be a part of the fight to protect your gun rights and to restore your gun rights. We are involved in 14 lawsuits right now. 14. Each of them costs us between $5,000 and $15,000, to do the friend of the court briefs by the best attorneys in the country with regards to the Second Amendment. We're targeting 6 elections next year, in order to continue to change the numbers of pro gunners in the legislature. And of course, we're lobbying every day in the legislature to protect their gun rights. So, folks can get involved. They need to keep listening to your show and your station, and they need to get involved. Yes, everybody should be a member of the National Rifle Association, California Rifle and Pistol Association. But if you want to get down and dirty into political action, join Gun Owners of California, and we will help you to be engaged.
Great. All right, Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Head to their website. Take a look at it, and just remember that we need people out there fighting for our rights. Otherwise, it's just going to be a matter of time before they disarmed us. All right, Sam, thanks a lot. Take care.
We'll see you again, Carl.
You
God
bet.
Bless you.
All right. Hey, let me read this again. This is your clues for the lone stranger in the big bank robbery. The lone strangers dug a hole. Did they bury the loot? They are in Shasta County, if you give a hoot. And where did they put the loot at? Shasta Dam construction is not there. School dancing, singing, if you care. Yeah. Find out if you know where the loot is or who they are. Now, I've got 4 tickets. I've got a family package for the Reading Rodeo for Wednesday or Thursday. Give me a call, 605-4567. 605-4567. If you want a family package to the rodeo, either Wednesday or Thursday, I have tickets for either day. If you've got more in your family than just 4, we can fix that one too. So if you want tickets to the rodeo, for a great time, for tomorrow night or Thursday night, Just give us a call, 605-4567, and you get the tickets. And we'll take, I don't know, we'll take as many callers that keep calling here before we get off the show. So we've got one now, but if you want those tickets, we're just going to keep taking them as long as people keep calling. So keep calling. And if the line's busy, call 605-4565. And we'll take them there too. So we've got two people lined up. And if you call on 605-4565, we'll go to the third one too. So, tomorrow, Chief of Police Rob Pelletti is going to be with us. And we're going to be talking crime. We're going to be talking about what's going on. We're going to talk body cameras. I think you're really going to like that. About things that I've listened to and heard lately. Throw them up at the California Highway Patrol and discussions we had last night. And by the way, the dinner last night, we have an eclectic group of people that we go around with that come over, different groups of people. Anybody that thinks or you see people that just seem so stolid, so, tough that, they don't have a sense of humor. You're so surprised when you see them in a different situation. Like I said, tomorrow, Chief of Police, plus we've got more rodeo coming in the morning. And we got people lined up for tickets that we're going to give away. We're going to give away all these tickets. So remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. At least 42 people are dead, more than 1,100 injured after a 7.3 earthquake rattled already jittery Nepal, where both the nerves and buildings were on edge. Nicola Jones of the British Red Cross spoke with Sky News.
If you can imagine any building that was, the last time a quake like this would have obviously made that worse or maybe made some other buildings collapse. But beyond that as well, it's not just the damage to the properties, it's also to the people. People were really, really traumatized here from the first.
Nepal is still recovering from a massive quake last month that killed more than 8,100 people. Cleanup continuing in East Texas, where a tornado left two people dead, several critically hurt, and dozens of buildings damaged. And in places like Starr and Hidalgo counties today, flooding now a big problem.
In Hidalgo County, which is one of our major metropolitan counties, it has about 850,000 people in it. We've had flash flooding. It's been less serious, but we're still seeing.